Robust singing and beautiful carols are a hallmark of Eastern Slavic immigrants and refugees from the former Soviet Union. Here in California, they've mostly settled in and around Sacramento, but they're also in places like Fresno. Our Central Valley reporter Alice Daniel has more.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let your...
Anna Prikoska and Maria Sanduliak sing next to each other on a couch in Sanduliak's small living room in Fresno. It's cozy here, the smell of bread just removed from the oven, a winter rain outside.
And heaven, heaven, nature, sin.
These singers live at Glen Agnes, an apartment complex for elders. They both left Ukraine in the 1990s as religious refugees, persecuted for their Christian faith. They formed a community at Glen Agnes with about 25 other Eastern Europeans. A community and a chorus that practices every week in a brightly lit conference room downstairs. This carol is called We're Waiting, says Andrei Kovalenko, also a refugee from Ukraine.
We're waiting for our savior to come back. We're waiting and ready to meet him.
Kovalenko came here to attend a Christian college and now works for Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministries. This carol, Rejoice, is about the Christmas star in the sky that led the three wise men to find the baby Jesus, says Kovalenko. Luba Mikorina sings with the Glen Agnes chorus. She came from Moldova after her three sons moved here. She says during Soviet times, her children were mocked for being Christian, and she was fired from her job, accused of being a spy. Kovalenko translates.
American spy, because if I become Baptist Christian, it's a lot of Baptists in America, so they fire me. I was working at City Hall as a secretary, and they fired me. They didn't allow me to work anymore.
Anna Prikoska says the chorus at Glen Agnes started one day when she and her friends were sitting outside under the cypress trees.
In the beginning, when we were just went outside just to sit, enjoy the day, and somebody started to sing.
She says people from the neighborhood walked by and clapped. Soon, a tradition of singing was born.
Then on the next page, it shows you how to sing it in Lao language. Page, it shows you how to sing it in Russian language. Okay, you think we can do that?
The chorus keeps that tradition alive by singing at events, including a Christmas celebration at the refugee ministries. Kovalenko says singing brings up memories of childhood and his homeland.
And now Russian language!
I think it's like a part of mental health. You sing and you enjoy the singing, you enjoy to being part of the belonging of the group, and you enjoy harmony of the song, and I think it's part of Ukrainian soul.
Reverend Dr. Sharon Stanley, the director of the refugee ministries, says music is central to the Slavic community's expression of faith.
The ones who know that they left everything behind and took the journey from their homelands at enormous risk. So as they are singing, they are not only singing, as I hear it, songs of praise, but they are singing what were the songs of resistance against the powers that were trying to make them be silent.
The chorus also sings about their homeland. Anna Prikoska says singing fills the vacuum that leaving Eastern Europe created.
I feel joy in my heart, yeah.
Again, Andrei Kovalenko translates.
When singing with all my friends, it's like I'm part of community. I feel their voices, we sing together.
Another reason the chorus sings, any chance it gets. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
It's your song.